The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Derek Liu, Executive Director of Blue Star Capital, BLU ticker there, and Meinhard Ben, CEO of Satoshi Pay. Guys, thanks for joining me.
Thanks a lot, Justin.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, well, do you know what? I'm sure a lot of people are tuning into this because on this news we're going to talk about right now, but before we do that, we'll do a summary of the business. But the news, the share price has gone gangbusters. It's pretty much doubled. So it's very interesting to dig into it and see what the significance of this is, because it's very exciting, of course. But before we do, as always, Derek, for people maybe not that familiar with Blue Star Capital but are learning about it because they've seen the share price rise and they're very interested right now, could you explain what it's all about, please?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Justin. Really excited to be here with you today, and really excited that Meinhard's joining us today as well. It's going to be a really interesting conversation. Blue Star Capital, Justin, we're the investment company with a portfolio approach to investing in breakthrough sectors. Through that portfolio approach, we offer investors risk-adjusted access to opportunities in sectors such as esports, gaming, NFTs, and most importantly for today's conversation, decentralized finance.
Yeah, well, do you know what? It's going to be an easy job for me, Derek, because you're going to do my job for a second, and you're going to chat to Meinhard because you know more about it than me. So I'll just let you, go for it and explain the significance of the news coming out, and Meinhard can dig into that. So go for it, Derek, if you could.
Thanks a lot, Justin. Hey, Meinhard. I'm really excited to be here today to talk about Blue Star's investment in decentralized finance. As we're going to learn today, DeFi is a $100 billion market, and with me today is Meinhard Ben, CEO of Satoshi Pay. Meinhard, great to see you today.
Yeah, it was great to chat to you guys. It's like kind of the traditional finance end of things. It's always exciting how that works together and how that influences each other. And obviously, in the last 2 days, it has influenced each other quite a lot.
Meinhard, speaking of decentralized finance, we understand that crypto industry has made lots of changes are made possible thanks to the distributed ledger technology, and decentralized finance, such as Satoshi Pay's D-Transfer, may be the most significant product to date. DeFi is a $100 billion market. But what's been missing to date, Meinhard, I think, has been the link between fiat and the decentralized finance ecosystem. Can you comment on that a little bit?
Yeah, so we realized the same thing while building our D-Transfer product. And we realized that there's not enough fiat liquidity, or let's say foreign exchange liquidity, in the crypto markets yet. Everything is really surrounding US dollar and then cryptos and then between cryptos. But if you want to exchange, let's say even like a pound with a dollar or pound with a Mexican pesos, you really run out of options very quickly. And there's really a gap to be filled by applying DeFi mechanisms to Forex, essentially.
And I think that's what makes this announcement the other day so exciting. Satoshi Pay and its Pendulum product has created this missing link. It creates a bridge between fiat stablecoins and the Stellar, Ethereum, and Polkadot ecosystems. And I think we would agree that it's this accessibility, Meinhard, that promotes the mass adoption of decentralized finance system. And why is that important for Satoshi Pay?
Yeah, so Satoshi Pay has always been about making blockchain technology accessible for the masses or for broad mass adoption. And we did that by essentially putting blockchain in the background. And from a user perspective, they don't really know that they're using blockchain. So we've done this in our previous products as well. And Pendulum is really fulfilling or kind of completing and continuing that mission. And we'll allow for currency exchange, but people will not really know that they have a blockchain system in the background and all the complex workings between different blockchains, actually. So what Pendulum is doing, it's combining liquidity from many different blockchains. We'll, for example, bridge to the Stellar ecosystem as a first step, but then we'll also bridge to other ones. And for example, if you have like a stable coin representing the dollar, or as I mentioned, the Mexican pesos, or let's say Filipino currency, and you can bring them all together in Pendulum, and Satoshi Pay will benefit in a way that the service D-Transfer that's sort of reliant on Forex liquidity can function better, like faster, cheaper, and more transparently.
Wow, that's really exciting. So Satoshi Pay's wholly owned subsidiary Pendulum, you just announced that you've raised $5 million to further develop the smart contract blockchain that's connecting the world's currencies to DeFi. I understand it was oversubscribed. Congratulations. Tell us about some of the strategic investors that have participated.
Yeah, thanks. So we've talked for a few months, essentially, with different funds, angel investors, and really picked strategic partners that can help us along the way. So we have people from the crypto ecosystem. We have people, let's say, from the fintech ecosystem. So there's from the crypto ecosystem, there's LD Capital. They supported a lot of Polkadot projects. And then we have some angels that are connected to some fintech funds in Asia that really can connect us to financial services on the ground there. That's the links that we really need. And a lot of, let's call them whales, crypto whales that are invested in the currencies that we are using in our system and the blockchains that we are using. And there's a few names in our announcement, and you can look at them. But of course, Danny Masters is to be named. He's a director in Satoshi Pay and also one of the largest individual investors. He has also supported the Pendulum presale. And this gives us a lot of trust in what we're building. That's the right thing, that we go in the right direction for having so many people that know the markets really well also subscribing to this. And actually the oversubscription in the end was a bit of a surprise, and we couldn't handle the demand. It's an interesting problem to have, to kind of having to reject high class investors. But that was the case in the end. So it really also, I think this transported also to what happened in the share price of Blue Star, that there's really a stacked up demand that's sort of now released.
Well, I think that's really exciting, Meinhard, that you've got all of these investors that, to use your phrase, are crypto whales, that have really identified the challenge and the opportunity with the Pendulum product. And have voted with their dollars or their currencies, whatever they may be, to support Satoshi Pay in their development of this. What is this transformational technology? That's fantastic. Speaking of the technology itself, you've announced that you've launched your first prototype on the internal Pendulum testnet. And I think we talked about today a little bit about how it's, you're bridging right now Stellar to the automated market maker smart contract. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how that works?
Yeah, so we've released already a few weeks ago a video that shows our demo prototype. We could move very, very fast here because we are using a framework. It's the Polkadot, or let's say Parity substrate framework, that is really like a Lego system for blockchains. We kind of plugged that together. That's why we could build a blockchain so fast. And that's also what I was talking about today here in Kiev at a blockchain conference, telling the audience how essentially easy it is in 2021 to build a new blockchain. And this allowed us to have a very, initial testnet as well, meaning that there's a sort of prototype net that connects a few of the new blockchain nodes, and you can already run smart contracts on them. And an automated market maker is nothing more than a sophisticated smart contract that swaps liquidity in a very smart algorithm, even when there's low liquidity in the liquidity pools. So, we've done that already. And even for me, from the inside, it was very staggering, or it was quite amazing how fast we could move. Within weeks, essentially, we could finish this initial prototype. We really want to keep that speed up. And now with the extra resources, we will hire more people, and speed might even increase a little bit. So, super excited there.
Well, that's exciting for all of us, Meinhard. You talk about speed, you talk about added resources. Well, I mean, what's the future hold at this rapid speed for Satoshi Pay's Pendulum initiative?
Yeah, so the next milestones will be sort of having a public testnet. So we have our internal tests already. A testnet in the blockchain world is sort of an experimental version of the later network that, if it crashes or if we remove all the balances, it doesn't matter. There's no value behind it. And we might reset the testnet every now and then. So just to kind of make sure that people don't attach value to what's going on there, it's really just to try out sort of like the alpha version of a software network. And then after the testnet is sort of proven, we will then switch on a mainnet, and the mainnet will really hold then the PEN token as a native token, and people will be able to redeem their ERC20 tokens that they have bought in the pre-sale for Pendulum mainnet tokens. And the mainnet will then be available to other developers to build their own applications on top of that. So it's not us that builds the smart contracts in the first place. It's really we're inviting other protocols and developers to build on top of the Pendulum blockchain. And that's really the next step then, to get it out into the ecosystem and build our own ecosystem.
Well, that's really exciting. I mean, this Pendulum project is solving a really big problem, and the ecosystem that you're building sounds to be a very robust ecosystem that D-Transfer is going to benefit from. How will D-Transfer benefit from the Pendulum ecosystem?
Yeah, I briefly touched on that earlier. So it's really, we are reliant on this efficient currency exchange, and these automated market makers, they do exactly that. And on the Pendulum network, they will do that for different world currencies. And dtransfer in the background will use Pendulum to do that exchange and then pay out to the receiving party. So someone sends money from a bank account into the dtransfer system. We then exchange it into blockchain tokens, do the exchange on the Pendulum network efficiently, fast, within seconds. We're talking like 5 to 10 seconds. The Forex will be done. And really with a final settlement, not just an accounting trick, it's going to be a final settlement between currencies. And that's really the revolutionary part, that the exchange is also the settlement and the final point. That's really what the legacy systems cannot do. And there's a lot of costs involved with like rebalancing these portfolios between different countries and different currencies. So that completely disappears when using a blockchain-based swap system. And then exchange currencies come out on the other end, on the receiving party's end, and will be transformed into a bank transfer again. So it's bank to bank from the consumer perspective. But what's happening inside is all that magic that dtransfer and Pendulum are adding.
Well, Maynard, that's really exciting. Thank you so much for joining us today. I sure hope that you'll come back to chat with the Blue Star shareholders again with future updates. Hopefully we don't interrupt you while you're in Kiev or somewhere else and you're a little bit closer to home.
No, that's fine. So again, like travel has started again, and you can really see that a lot of blockchain conference happening, and it's good to come here, spread the mission. I talked to a potential new developer here, and you know, other interested parties, liquidity providers. It's really these networking events in the real world, and now it's just kind of becoming my life again, right? It was before COVID, and it's becoming again. It's really where we can enlarge our platform the fastest.
Fantastic. Well, it's great to see everyone. It's great to see you up and about again. That's fantastic. Congratulations again, Meinhard, on your announcement earlier this week. It's really exciting news for Satoshi Pay. Obviously, for us at Blue Star, Satoshi Pay shareholders, and for all of our Blue Star shareholders, congratulations. I know that we like to talk about disruption in this sector. Yeah, I know that we like to talk about disruption in this sector. And it's pretty clear to me that this Satoshi Pay initiative and other DeFi projects will completely disrupt the legacy banking and financial market infrastructure within the next decade. This is fantastic news and really something we're going to be watching closely.
Excellent stuff. Meinhard, thank you very much. And excellent interview. Very exciting there, what you're doing, and making huge progress. Very exciting. And one more thing, or three more things for you, if we could, Derek, as always. If people are listening to this, like the sound of what's happening here, and but are not yet following the story, if you could, give them the three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add you to their watch list, please.
Absolutely, Justin. Thanks again for having us. Blue Star Capital, the company with a portfolio approach to high growth industries, not just high growth industries, but high growth industries that we identify early. If you look at our 2021 portfolio performance, another reason to follow us. And most importantly for today's conversation, $100 billion sector and growing, and you've got access to that through Blue Star Capital.
Excellent, guys. Thanks very much. Speak soon.
Thanks, Justin.
Speak soon. Bye-bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.